We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kaddish. This halacha is based on a chapter on Likutei Moran that we've spent a lot of time on a short while ago, very recently. The major halacha that we had a few pages ago, which was Birchas HaShachar Halacha Hei, we had said was based on two chapters on Likutei Moran. One was a small one, which was the Torah about Pidyon, chapter 215 about Pidyon. And the other one was the long one, which was chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And we spoke about it a lot in detail in that discussion in Hilchos Birchas HaShachar Hei. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings it back again, and he's going to explain the significance of Kaddish based on that chapter in Likutei Moran. And in doing so, he's going to discuss, as usual, many other things. Al pi ha-maimar uveyoyim ha-bikurim, this halacha will be based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that's based on the pasuk uveyoyim ha-bikurim, which deals with the holiday of Shavuos, which is about 30 days away, less than 30 days away, it's Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal also quotes the pasuk there where Hashem instructed ravens to supply food for Eliyahu HaNavi when he was running away, hiding from Achav. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar, study that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. Vehuvo Ktsas Bikrach Acher Behilchas Tfilas HaMincha. That chapter has already been discussed a little bit in another volume, in the second volume of Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Tefilas HaMincha, uktsas hagdomois hayotze misham bekitzer. And now Rav Nosson Zal says some of the concepts that we can extract from that chapter in Likutei Moran in summary form as follows. And paragraph Aleph, he's going to summarize some of the highlights of that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki al yedei tzedaka zoichin she'ein tzrichim la'asos shum esek v'shum malacha. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that if a person is zoichet to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedaka properly, then that person can get to a level where they should not have to do any work at all for their livelihood, for their parnasa. Ki af al pi shekol ho'asokim v'masumatn heim b'chinas isarusa d'lesato, because even though all types of business and work are a form of isarusa d'lesato means that when we want Hashem to do certain things for us, Hashem says, you make the first move, you show the initiative, you do step one, and I'll do step two. That's called, Issarus al-Sat means his-oirus, initiative from below, from down here. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that everything that we do, the work and business, all the hishtadlus that we do towards earning a livelihood, is all in the form of Issarus al-Sata, in order to bring about an Issarusa Delela, in order to bring about a response for Hashem to open the faucet, turn it on high, and send down a flow of Shefa in the form of money, health, all different things. Kinim Shochim Milamites Malochai Samishkan. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that all the different types of work that we do, work and business, all draw from the 39 acts of work that were done in the Mishkan, Sheheim Keneged Uvda Debereshis, which correspond to the work that Hashem did when He created the world, Maisa Bereshis, it's called. Because the Zohar HaKadosh mentions this many times, that there is a direct relationship between the Mishkan and how it was built and all the Kelim in it, and the creation of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tziura Damashkana Kitziura Duduvda Bereshis. The picture of the Mishkan conforms and corresponds to the picture of creation. So even though when a Jew goes to work here, and work or business, we say that that's a form of isarusa de lesato, which means there's a holiness to it. There's a goodness to it. And it actually is connected to the Mishkan and creation. Afal pikein, still, despite that, im hoyo shoifea chazdo yisborach, if Hashem's kindness were flowing properly, we would not have to do any hishtadlus. We would not have to do any work or business in order for us to have a livelihood. The world would exist and operate and run from the kindness of Hashem. Freebie. Vafilu hahechrochius, and even the most critical things that we need. For example, a person says, I need my kitchen floor cleaned, I need this. Even that, hoyunasim al yidei acherim. If Hashem's chesed were flowing properly, all of that would be taken care of for us by others. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 61, that in the future, v'omdu zorim, others, strangers, will rise up, v'ro'u tzoinchem, they will take care of your sheep. U'b'nei nechor, akrechem v'karmechem. And again, strangers, other nations, will be responsible for your vineyards, for your fields and everything. Va'atem, and you, the Jewish people, koihane Hashem tikoreyu. You will all be called Hashem's priests, meaning you'll be dedicated full-time to ruchnius, to Torah and Avodah. Bechinas chesed. Rabbeinu Zalaitz over there, we know that kohen corresponds to chesed. In the structure of kohen Levi Yisrael, kohen is chesed, Levi is gevura or din, and Yisrael is tiferes. Yisrael asher b'cho espoer, the Pasuk says. So the Pasuk says we will be called kohanim, and that will reflect the fact that Hashem's chesed is on high. It's on full throttle. Okay. Now, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in the Likutei Moran that in order to be able to handle that chesed, if Hashem turns on the faucet on full, we need to prepare a vessel, a keli, to be able to receive that chesed. Ulekabel ha-chesed tzrichin kli v'tzinor. In order to receive that chesed, we need a vessel, a pipe. V'alkein tzrichin yiro. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran, this is why it's so important for Klal Yisrael to have yira, respect for Hashem, for the Torah, for tzaddikim, for parents. Sitra de Levi. Yira is associated with the Leviim. Again, Koyen is chesed, which is ahava. Yira is din, which is Levi. Shehu bechinas kli lekabel shefa hachesed. Yira represents the vessel into which we can receive chesed. Because whenever we talk about gvura, din, midas hadin, it's a concept of tzimtzum, constriction. Chesed is always a concept of broad, open, wide. Gvura is always a concept of limiting, restricting, that kind of thing. So the koyin represents the flow of chesed. The Leviim are the tzimtzum, the gvura, that shapes the keli into which the chesed can flow. V'yira nase al yidei rotzoin. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show over there in Likutei Moran, how is one zoiche to yira? Through rotzoin. He quotes a pasuk in Ashrei, ritzoin yirei of yase. Rotzoin generates yira. Rotzoin makes yira. What do we mean by rotzoin? Al yidei shenizgale shehakoil misnaheg al yidei ritzoino yisborach levad. By the fact that it becomes clear, becomes revealed and broadcasted, that everything in the world is based on Hashem's will only, ve'ein shum chiyuv hateva klal. There are no rules of nature, there are no laws of nature that Hashem can't override if he chooses to. So that everything is rotzein of Hashem. Nature is rotzein of Hashem. When Hashem turns on channel 1, it's teva. When Hashem switches to channel 2, it's lamala min teva. And it's totally in Hashem's control. Hashem is not bound by teva in any way. That's called hisgalus harotzein. That's called revealing the fact that everything is rotzein Hashem. V'ze nizgale al yidei ha-sholosh regolim. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say there that this rotzon becomes revealed. People become aware of it, especially through the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Shehem b'chinas mikro kodesh. They announce, they declare, broadcast Hashem's holiness. And we'll see later that kodesh is synonymous with this rotzon. Ki kedushas yontif koire umegale horotzin. Because the holiness of each one of these holidays, where we're celebrating, we're remembering the fact that there were miracles done, that's what each one of these holidays are all about. And miracle is his galus horotzin. Miracle is lamala menateva. So that announces, that reveals this rotzin, shehakoil rak al yedei ritzoinoi levad, reminding us and making us aware that everything is only rotzin Hashem. Ki b'chol hayomim toivim osa Hashem yisporach oisois neirois. Because on each one of these holidays, Hashem performed awesome miracles. On Pesach, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, the miracles of Matan Torah. It says, V'chol ha'om royenes ha'koilos. The people were able to see sound. And everyone, any person who had any kind of illness, was cured at the time. Major miracles that took place. Shaydezeh nizgale horotzein. And this shows clearly that everything is Rotzon Hashem. There's no autopilot, there's no computerized, everything is Hashem, hands on. Ach, however, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there on Likutei Moran, Yesh koil shagas hachayos rois. Just like there's this proclamation of Hizgalus HaRotzon, there's an opposing force, which is the screams of the wild animals, Shehem chachme hateva, who are the philosophers, the scientists, who do not believe in Hashem, who do not believe in Torah. Shehem roitzim lehizgaber al koil hakriya shel yontif shemegala sarotzin. They oppose and try to drown out the proclamation of Hizgala sarotzin with their announcements. They're announcing that everything is teva, everything is nature and science, and there's no such thing as miracle, and there's no such thing as spiritual. V'hachno'osom, and the way that we bring about their defeat, their downfall, hu'alidei chochom shebigdusha, is through the great, great tzaddikim, who are referred to as chochom, a chochom in holiness, not a chochom in the sitra achra, sheyoidea lekasher kol haritzoinois l'shoyresh haritzoin. The great chochom knows how to take all the individual ritzoinois of this world and plug them into the highest spiritual source, which is called Rotzon Sheberetzonos, Raiva Deraivin, Shoyresh HaRotzon, which Rabbeinu Zal talks about this there in Likutei Moran. We've had some of this earlier in Birchas HaShachar Hei, and Rav Nosson Zal here is going to clarify it also. Shehu Bechinas Meitzach HaRotzon, which is also referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh as Meitzach HaRotzon, Bechinas Raiva Deraivin, Rotzon Sheberetzonos. This refers to like the highest spiritual level. So the Chocham Nigdusha knows how to take all the Ritzonos in the materialistic world and connect them, plug them into the Rotzon Sheberetzon. So a person would say, okay, great, problem solved. Not yet. Ach yesh meitzach hanochosh. However, opposing these great tzaddikim, there is the meitzach hanochosh. There is the source of the sitra achra, shoyresh chochmas hateva, the source from where these philosophers and scientists draw their power. V'yenikosoi mizikne hador she'ein bohem shlemus. And where does the meitzach hanochosh draw its energy from? From the older people in the generation who are defective, who are deficient. What does that mean? They're defective. She'ein moisifin kedusha v'das b'chol yoim. These are people who consider themselves retired. They're finished. And they're not adding any new holiness or any new awareness of Hashem, recognition of Hashem to their lives on a daily basis. And because of that, their days are empty. And the Meitzach HaNochosh draws strength from that, to oppose Hashem, to oppose the Tzadikim. Validate tztaka malin elu hayomim hanefulim. And the mitzvah of tztaka has the power to restore life, to restore goodness and light and positive energy into those wasted days, those days that these people were doing nothing. They're playing mahjong and other nonsense. They're not adding any kiddusha or das to their lives. So those days are considered defective. The mitzvah of tzedakah has the ability to restore life, holy life, to those days. Again, Rabbeinu Zal expounds on all of this over there in Likut Imran. And when those days are fixed up, nichna meitzach hanochosh, the meitzach hanochosh is weakened, umizgaber umizgala meitzach harotzoin, and the other side, the meitzach of rotzoin, becomes stronger. Nishma koil hakriya shel yontif shemegala harotzoin, and that allows the announcement of his galus harotzoin, which is coming from the holidays, to blast forth, you know, properly. Vaidezeh na seyira, and when the rotzoin is doing well, then that generates yira. Vaidei hayira nishba chesed, and when the yira is in place, then there's a vessel into which to be able to receive the full measure of chesed of Hashem. Vazai ein tzrichim l'shum esek, and then a Jew can get to a level where he doesn't need to do any hishtadlus at all to make money, to support himself, to have a livelihood. Ki niskayim, because it becomes fulfilled, the pasuk that speaks about the future, v'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzoinchem, etc. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Study that chapter in Likut Imran well, chapter 4 in Likut Imran Tanina, where all of this is explained very well. Now we know, the Gemara talks about the fact that there were two different opinions, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal took a position that a Jew is not allowed to be involved in work. You're going to get involved in work. Who's going to learn Torah? Who's going to do mitzvahs? Keep back 2,000 feet. Now, what about Parnassah? It'll be taken care of, period. Rabbi Shmuel said, Toiv Torah im derech eretz, that a Jew has to combine both learning and working, and the combination of the two will protect a person from sin, etc. So the Gemara says many did like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and failed. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel and succeeded. And there are many, many commentaries that explain what's going on here. One of the explanations that's given is that many tried to do what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said, and they didn't realize that he was not addressing the many. He was addressing the Kohanim. He was addressing the stars, the people that are on a madrega, people who are on a level to be learning full-time. They have such emuna in the Hashgacha Proti, and they're capable of doing with less. Their materialistic needs are the minimum, sheba minimum, sheba minimum, and their spiritual needs are boundless. And again, they have the faith in everything. For them, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal was prescribing what Rabbeinu Zal defines here, that there is a way for a Jew in the present, before Mashiach comes, to be zeuchet, to be living in a manner where the person is totally dedicated to ruchnius, spirituality, and their gashmius is taken care of by others. Zocho malach danasis alidei achirim, the Gemara says. If a person is worthy, his work is done by others. Others handle that part of it. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel was addressing the general public, the vast majority of people who aren't necessarily on that level for many different reasons, all kinds of different reasons. And for them, he was saying, the best that they should strive for is a combination of ruchnius and gashmius, a combination of Torah and malacha, and both. Obviously, the Torah is the much more important one. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asei Toirascha Kva, that the work I'm flexible on, could do with it, could do without it. The Torah, I'm not flexible. The Torah, I'm not going to let a day go by. I'm not going to let an hour go by. Any opportunity that I have for the study of Torah, I'm going to make sure to do it. Okay, with this, Rav Nosson Zal has given us the base in Likut Imran, and now he's going to begin his discussion. paragraph Beis. Before he addresses Kaddish, he's going to speak about the whole tefillah in general, the whole tefillah shachris. V'zeh b'chinas tefillah. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, what Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran, what he called his galus harotzoim, and he said that the time that's most opportune for his galus harotzoim is the holidays. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, I'll show you something else that's his galus harotzoim. Tefillah, shehi his galus harotzoim. Tefillah, when a Jew is davening, that's one of the times that it's most clear to him and everybody around him that everything is Rotzayin Hashem. Ki hatfila megale harotzayin umachnia umevatel chochmas hateva. Tfila displays the fact that everything is the will of Hashem, and it subdues, it weakens, and it defeats the scientists and the philosophers who don't believe in Hashem, who hold differently. Ki hateva mechayev kach, because nature would require that such and such should happen today. If a person studies the statistics, if they do their statistics, they look into the newspaper, listen to the radio, they hear the state of the economy today and what's going on, all kinds of different factors, which would necessitate that I cannot earn money today. Based on my position, the position that I have in the market, or all kinds of different factors, if a person were to sit down and write down 1 + 1 + 1 + put together all the factors that go into my earning my livelihood, it's perfectly clear that today, or for the next 30 days, it is impossible for me to make money. Now, the fact that I get up in the morning and I daven and I say, V'ato noisein lohem esochlon be'itoy, you, Hashem, provide each person with what they need at the right time. And I say, Korov Hashem l'chol korov, Hashem is close to all those that call out. I make every statement in the world showing that I am just about ignoring the market and the all of that doesn't exist for me. I'm talking to their boss. I'm talking to the chairman of the board of the market. I'm not in touch. I'm in touch with Bill Gates' boss and this guy, all of their bosses, the guy who pays their salaries, the guy who gives them their income. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Hateva mechayev kach, v'hatfila mishana hateva. The whole concept of tefila is based on the fact that we believe that Hashem can move those pieces any way, any which way he wants. He can change it, he can override it. Ukemavura bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim, as is explained in many places throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim. V'al kein, now you'll understand why, just like holidays, there are three of them, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Tfilo also. V'al kein heim gimel tfilois bayoim. This is also why we have three major tfilos of the day. Keneged shloisha ovois, corresponding to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, shehem bechina shloisha regolim, corresponding to the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Kemuva. It's brought that Pesach is Avram Avinu. That's why we start the Seder with the words, Kol dichven yesev yechel, whoever wants is welcome. Everybody come and join us. That's Avram Avinu. We had the house with the entrances on all sides, inviting everybody to come and join him. Shavuos is Yitzchok Avinu, the shofar, the sound of the shofar that they heard at Har Sinai. That's the shofar of the Isle of Yitzchok, the Isle that replaced Yitzchok. And Yitzchok Avinu was the one who was prepared to serve Hashem, to die for Hashem. Just like on Har Sinai, it says the Torah, Mipi Gvura Nemra. The Gemara says, Anoichi V'lo Yilecha Mipi Gvura, that the Aseres HaDibros was given from Gvura, thunder and lightning, all kinds of din. Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Torah, there's two, that says, V'yakov Nosa Sukkoiso. Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, showing one of the connections between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkos. So the three holidays correspond to the Ovois, and the three holidays are his Galus HaRotzayin. Our three Tfilois are also his Galus HaRotzayin. When we daven Shachris, we're turning on Pesach. When we daven Mincha, we're turning on Shavuos. That power of his Galus HaRotzayin. Ki gimel tfilois heim bechinas gimel regolim shemegalim harotzen kanal ukemavur kol ze heitev behilchas tfilas hamincha. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I explained all of this well in hilchas tfilas hamincha al pi maimer hanal, based on this chapter in Likutei Moran. Now Rav Nosson Sal is going to get into more detail. Now let's break up Shacharis into its components. V'zeh b'chinas seder ha-tefillah b'shacharis. With this, we'll understand also the organization of our tefillah in Shacharis. Shebetchila misadrin v'oimer seder ha-korbonos. The first section of Shacharis, we present the order of the different sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Lesakein ulevarer oilam huasiya kiyadua. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in that section of Shacharis, we are fixing and elevating the lowest one of the spiritual worlds, which is called oilam huasiya, which is the physical world, the materialistic world that we live in. That's what Karbonos is addressing. Ze b'chinas meleches maise bereshis. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this corresponds to the work involved in creation. The Torah says that just like Hashem worked 6 days and took a break on Shabbos, we work six. Sheishes yomem tasem melachtecho uvayoyim ashvi tishbois. So this corresponds to the work of Maisa Bereshis, Shem Bechinas Maisa HaMishkon, Shemishom Nimshochim Kol HaMalochois, V'chol Ho'asiois, V'chol HaMasumaten V'asokim. That's the source of all work and all physical activity and all business. They're all kolol in the 39 acts of work, which were in the Mishkon, which correspond to the creation of the world. Shezeh Bechinas Asiya. That all goes under the umbrella term of Asiya. Sheishes Yemei HaMaisa, it's called. Asiya. Bechinas, as we find interestingly, when the Mishkan was completed, or when they were building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu recited a special tefillah. He gave the Jews a special bracha. V'hinoyam Hashem Oleinu U'maseh Yodeinu Koinon Oleinu. The Maisa, the action of our hands, should be blessed. Hashem should put a bracha into our hands to build this properly. So again, we see that the Mishkan, Maisa Bereshis, is all Asiya. The Karbonos, everything, all Asiya. That's Keneged the Olam HaAsiya. Shebercha Moshe Bigmar Meleches HaMishkan. This is tied into the bracha which Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael when they completed the work of the Mishkan, where he said, Yehi Rotzoin Shetishra Shechina B'Maisi Yedeichem. May the Spirit of Hashem, the Holy Spirit of Hashem, rest upon the products of your hands, on all of your work. V'zeh B'chinas HaKorbonos Shemesadrim. This is the whole concept of the Korbonos that we say in the morning in Shacharis, ki kol hakorbonos hayu b'mishkan. They were all in the Mishkan. She'al yodom mevarerim b'chinas asiya. Through each one of those korbonos, we refine and we improve and we repair everything that needs repair within the olam ho'asiya. Shehu b'chinas kol ho'asiyos. V'chol ha-masa'umaten v'ha-malochis. This is also tied in to all the work and the activity, the business that people are going to do in this world. Shehem klulim b'meleches ha-mishkan, which are all included spiritually in the meleches ha-mishkan. V'heim nizbararin al yedei seder ha-korbonos. They get refined and fixed up through the korbonos, Shehim b'chinas maise ha-mishkan, which was the activity, the actions that were done in the Mishkan, bringing the sacrifices. Shesham kraven kol ha-karbonos. V'ze ikar maise ha-mishkan, and that was the main activity in the Mishkan, lahakriv sham karbonos, bringing the sacrifices. So we see that karbonos is asiya, and all the asiya of the Jewish people in the Olam HaAsiya is all tied into the Meleches HaMishkan. It's all drawing spiritually from there. And again, by us davening in the morning and saying those Tefillas HaKorbonos, we're turning on all the lights of the Mishkan, because that was the main activity of the Mishkan, to put a bracha into all the Asiya that we're going to do throughout the day. The business, the parnosa, all the different things that we're doing. Paragraph Gimel, V'acharkach oimrim psukei dezimra. After Korbonos, we move on to the next section of Shacharis, which is psukei dezimra, the chapters of Tehillim. Shehem Bechinas Yira, they represent Yira, Sitra de Levi, the side of Levi associated with Shevet Levi. Why? Where's the connection? For starters, I'll give you a connection. I remember hearing this from Rav Rosenfeld in the shurim he gave on Tikkuni Zohar, that we have the word Yisroel. Remember, we said there's Kohen, Levi, Yisroel. Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Gvura, Yisroel is the combination of the two Tiferes. The word Yisroel, the Tikkuni Zohar says, is made up of two words. It has Kel in it, and we know Kel is Chesed. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Chesed, Kel, Kol Hayoim. The remaining letters, Shin Yud Resh, are Shir, which is the Levium. The Levium were the Shira. So the word Yisroel is Kel and Shir, Kohen and Levi, which make up Yisroel. So Psukei de Zimra, which is Shirois v'Tishbochois, that's Levi. Ki kol hazmirois v'hanigunim hemi sitra de Levi, ki yadua. Because all the songs are all associated with Levi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Levi was born, Leah said, why did she give him the name Levi? The word Levi means dveikus. Kemare ish velovius. There's a pasuk in Novi. The Zohar HaKadosh says, she said, now my husband will be deeply attached, will be dovuk to me, now that this third son was born. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you know why? Because Levi is negina, song and music, and there's nothing that brings a person to dveikus like Shira and Zimra. That's why on all spiritual occasions, Shabbos, Yom Tov, a wedding, dveikus, we're trying to put together an ish and an isha levracha. Rav Nelson Zal writes on the Kutei Halachos, one of the most important pieces at a wedding is the music. If the musicians are people with Yira Shamayim, people who are doing it for Hashem, that's one of the things that helps elevate the union between the Chosan and Kala in a big way. Ki onu malin kol ha'olamos al yidei seder hatfila mitato le'ela ki yadua. Because we are involved in elevating all of the worlds through our procedure of tefillah. We start from the bottom, we start from the Olam Huasiyah, and we work our way up, as he's going to show us now. So the Psukei de Zimra addresses the next world. Psukei de Zimra corresponds to the Olam Hayitzira, which is the world of the angels. V'alkein onumalin kol ho'asiyos v'ho'asokim al yidei seder hakorbonos lebechinas yira. And therefore, we elevate all forms of business and work, all of the asiyos, when we say karbonos, where do we elevate it to? We elevate it to the next level, which is Yira, which is Levi. Shemishom nimshach hachiyus lohem. And it's from there that the asiyos, the business and the work and the parnasa, draws its spiritual life. Al yidei hachesed hanishpa al yidei hayira shemechaye umekayim kol oilam. Through the combination of the flow of chesed that's coming from Hashem, because there is the yira, because there is the vessel, we said then Hashem can turn on that flow of chesed, which is what gives life and sustenance to the world. Vahayira nasa al yidei harotzoin. And we mentioned earlier that what helps a person acquire yira? Ratzon. When the will of Hashem is revealed, when people see that everything is Ratzon Hashem, they respect Hashem. They have yira for Hashem. We just saw this recently in Torah Yud Zayin and Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal said that when there's a revelation of the Hisparus, when the king, let's say on his birthday or on a day of his inauguration, when he shows himself, he puts on his royal robes and we see a display of the palace and everything like that, when there is, that generates yira. That Hisgalus HaRatzon is what generates yira. V'achar kach, achar psukei de zimra, and then after we finish psukei de zimra, shein b'chinas yira, which we said corresponds to yira, sitra de Levi, achar kach oimrim birchas kriyashma. Then we go on to the third section of shachris, which is kriyashma, and the brachas in front of it and in back of it, shehein b'chinas hisgalus harotzoin. That's the part of the tefillah where we really make it clear that Hashem is in charge, And everything is Ratzon Hashem. ki be Kriya Shema anu meiden al Yichud HaYisborach. Because in Kriya Shema we testify to the oneness of Hashem, that there's one boss of all bosses, and that's Hashem. Shehu Yisborach levadai yochid boilamoi, that Hashem is the only one who occupies his position. He's got no partners. He's got no... Hashem is in charge, period. V'hu levadoi mane go'olam b'rtzoinu levad. And Hashem only runs the world with his ratzon only. Nobody can tell him what to do. He's got no limitations, no boundaries, nothing whatsoever. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, page 13, Shetzorich leharich bedalid di'echod, that when a person is saying the Shema, when they say the word echod, the dalid, you're supposed to try to hold on to for an extra second or two. You're not supposed to say duh or other. Some people hold on to it for, you know, they turn it into something else. You can't do that because it is the closing letter of a word, but you're trying to hold on to it a drop longer than you would just echod. You know, so if you say it like that, you're releasing it in an eighth of a second. And if you say echod, you're holding on to it a drop longer to lengthen that dalid. Kedei sheyamlichehu lamalo ulamata bedalid ruchos. And when you mention that dalid, you're having in mind that you're declaring Hashem as king in all four directions. The dalid is in all four directions and up and down. Dahainu. Shehu Yisporach Levadoi Moishel Boilamai. Again, we're making it clear that only Hashem runs the world. Not Mother Nature and not mother-in-law nature. Nobody else. It's Hashem alone. Kihu Levadoi Manik Ho'ilam Birtsoinoi Levad. He runs the world with his Rotsoin only. And we see this also in the brachas that surround the Shema. She'oimrim, where we say, Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyrei Choshech. Hashem is the one who creates light, who creates darkness. Yoitzer Hamoeroiz. He's the one who created the sun and the moon and all the stars, these things that these other turkeys worshipped. They wanted to say that those are Hashem's partners or Hashem's bosses. And we're making it clear that Hashem is the one who created them and Hashem runs them. Ubaze onu megalin umefarsimim she'ein shum ma'areches hashamayim klal. We're making it perfectly clear there that all of those things, the sun and the moon, are not in charge of anything. They don't decide anything. It's only Hashem that's in charge of everything, including them. Umachnin umevatlin chochmas hateva. And through this, we subdue the natural, those people who believe in nature, the Chochmas HaTeva, Shehi Chochmas HaKoychovim U'Mazolos, which is synonymous with the sciences, the study of the zodiac and all of those things. Those people who think that that's what determines, that's what defines, you know, how the world operates. Ki onu moidim umeidim, because we acknowledge and we testify Shehashem Yisborach boro es hamoiru shebashamayim, that Hashem created all of those lights in heaven. V'hu manhig umechaya oisam, and he's the one who operates them and gives them their life, es kol hamoirois, all of those lights. Umechadesh betuvei b'cholim tomin maaseh bereishis, and he's the one who every single day renews the creation of the world anew. Ve'ein shum teva klal, and there is no such thing as any other force that's controlling or determining anything. Rak hakoil b'rtzoinoi, but rather everything is under Hashem's rotzoin only. Ve'ze b'chinas yontif. This is the concept of yom toiv shemegales harotzoin. We mentioned from Likutei Moharan earlier that that's the concept of these Jewish holidays, which are called yom tov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why. Bechinas, this is based on the pasuk Vayar Elokim es ho'or ki toiv, Vayikro Elokim lo'or yoim. When Hashem first created the world, it says Hashem saw the light that it was good, and he called light day. So now we have a definition. What is yoim? Yoim is oir. And what is toiv? Toiv is oir. כי כשיודעים שהשם יסבורך מנהיג הכל ברצונו לבד, because when we recognize that Hashem is the one who's running everything with his rotzon only, v'hu levada yotzer hamoir shebashamayim, and he alone is the one who created those heavenly lanterns, ze ikor oyer yoim, that's called light. That's called darkness. That's called light. We say, when we talk about a person who doesn't know what they're doing, we say this guy's in the dark. You know, this person's really in the dark. Means they don't know. They don't know. Whereas when we say a person who's in the light means they know. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us the most important knowledge that a human being can have in this world is knowledge of Hashem, recognition of Hashem, total recognition and awareness of Hashem. So that's called Oyer, and that's called Toiv, and that's called Yoim. Ki lehefech, because the opposite, Chochmas Hateva, those people who don't believe in Hashem, don't believe in Tzadikim, don't believe in Torah, they replace Hashem, Tzadikim, and Torah with the sciences or nature, Hu bechinas Choshech. Those guys are in the dark. Bechinas choshach hashemesh betzeisoi v'yoreach lo yagi oiroi. As there's a pasuk in Navi that says, the sun was dark when it came out, and the moon did not give forth any light. What this is telling us is that even though these guys have edifices, they have universities that have hundreds of millions of dollars, and all they're doing supposedly is cranking out knowledge, research and knowledge, and these are the most knowledgeable people in the whole world and in all the worlds, it's a bunch of baloney. If these guys deny Hashem, they don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in Hashkacha Prati, they are the least knowledgeable. The shoemaker who knows how to make a pair of shoes is more advanced in knowledge than they are. If he believes in Hashem, if he believes in Ratzon Hashem, he's ahead of the game. In knowledge, in terms of knowledge and understanding of life, he's way ahead of them. As we discussed this earlier, ki ikar ho'oyer hu Hashem yisborach levad, because light, the real definition and meaning of light, is only Hashem. U'kishemegalin shehakol al yidei ratzono levad, and when people realize that everything is only ratzon Hashem, ze bechinas yoim toiv. That's the concept of a good day, light, a day full of light. Bechinas oyer yoim, shu bechinas toiv, bechinas uvetuvoi mechadesh b'cholim tomet maase breishes, bechinas vayar lekim esor ki toiv, vayikro lekim lor yoim. That's day, that's good, that's light. That's what the word, that's why it's called yoim toiv. And because of the fact that on these holidays, these were days where Hashem took off the gloves and he pulled the curtain and he showed total hands-on by making miracles, that's why that Alkein Nikro Yoim Toiv. That's why it's called day, good day, referring to light, the real light. Ki oz daiko meir oyer yoim, because that's when the real daylight is shining. Shehu bechinas toiv, which is the real good. V'chein b'chol yoim v'yoim onu mamshichem kedushas yontiv, and so too we have the ability every day to draw the holiness of these holidays upon us. Shehu is galus haratzoin shemegalin bebirchas hamoiros. When we say that birchas hamoiros in shachris, shehu birchas kriyashma, sheoz meidin, then we testify shashem yizborach boro kol hamoiros shebashamayim, that Hashem is the one who created all of those stars and lanterns and everything, v'chol hakoychavim umazolos kulam chule vade yizboro borom. Hashem alone created all of them, ve'ein shum teva klal, and there's no other force operating. They, again, in some of the movies, they use the word the force, came up with all of these terms to deny Hashem, to replace Hashem, all kinds of other words. Ve'ze ikar oyer yoim, this is the real daylight, or the light of day, b'chinas yoim toiv kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on, v'zeh bechinas seder kedusha, She'oimrim bebirchas yoitzer amoiros. Now we'll understand also. Now we'll understand also why in the birchas of Kriya Shema, there is included there kadosh, kadosh, kadosh Hashem. We say that triple kadosh over there. Ze bechinas mikro kodesh. This corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, announcing, declaring the holiness of Hashem. Shehakodesh koirei umegales harotzim. The holiness announces and reveals the will of Hashem. Ki b'chol mokim shiesh kedusha nizgale harotzim. Because wherever there is holiness, there's a display of the will of Hashem, the rotzin of Hashem. Bechinas mikro koidesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains why, what the connection is. Ki koidesh hi bechinas chochma ki yodua. Because we know according to Kabbalah, koidesh refers to chochma. There's a pasuk koidesh Yisroel Hashem, reishis tivuasoi. That koidesh is associated with reishis, and reishis is chochma. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. That's one of the connections. So koidesh is chochma. And Rav Nosson Zal says, what chachma are we talking about? Hainu b'chinas ha-chachamim shebigdusha. We're talking about real chachma, not those turkeys who think they're so smart, but they deny Hashem totally. They have all kinds of other smarts, but they deny the most important aspect of knowledge that a person has to have. This refers to the chachma of shebigdusha, shehem b'chinas kodesh. They are holy. Shehem megalinis harotzim, and they are the ones who broadcast this message of rotzim Hashem. V'alkein iker kedushas yom toiv toloi b'chach mi'ador. Now you'll understand also why Hashem designed Yiddishkeit, where the holidays are determined not by Hashem, by the rabbis. The rabbis, the chachamim, are the ones who decide when it's going to be yontif. Shehem koivim es hashonim v'chadoshim. They define the years, the months, the chol hayomim toivim tluyim bohem, and all the holidays. They decide. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Eile meyade Hashem. These are Hashem's holidays. Asher tikra'u atem mikroi kodesh. The pasuk says there, asher tikra'u oisam, which you will declare them. But the Gemara says the word oisam is written without a vav, exactly like the word atem. These are the holidays which you will declare mikroi kodesh. Kama shedorsh v'azal, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, page 24. Ki ikar bechinas mikroi kodesh. Because the main ability to broadcast and announce this holiness, this rotzayin Hashem, dehainu likroi sulagalis es harotzayin, hu al yidei chach me'ador. This is dependent on the tzaddikim of the generation, the true rabbis of the generation. Shal yodom nishma koil hakriya shel ayontif. They are the ones who open the Jewish people's ears to hear the announcement of the holidays, to hear the miracles, to hear about Rotzen Hashem. How? How do they accomplish this? Al yidei shehi mekashrim kol haritzaynois l'shoyresh haRotzen kanal. Rabbeinu Zal shows there over the on Likut Imran that these chachamim, these tzaddikim, accomplish this by their ability to attach all the ritzoinos in this world to the shoyresh haRotzen. V'ze b'china seder kedusha shebebirchas hamoiros. And with this, you'll understand now why the rabbis included the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh as part of the birchas kriya shma, which is the brachas of the lights, the lanterns. Shehem b'chinas hizgalus haratzayim, because that's also hizgalus haratzayim. Kaidei b'chinas kedusha nizgale haratzayim, because through kedusha, which is synonymous with chachma, what kind of chachma? Recognition of Hashem, hizgalus haratzayim. B'chinas mikro kodesh kanal. Nimtza, we see therefore, shal yidei kriya shma u'birchoseho nizgale haratzayim. That when we recite Kriya Shema and the brachos surrounding the Shema about the lanterns, saying that all of those things that people call Teva, it's all Hashem. And the Kadosh, 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 where we're pushing those three buttons on the three holidays about the miracles, all Rotzayin Hashem, through this is Nizgala HaRotzayin. V'achar kach, and after all of that, mispalalim hatfila balachash, we go on to the fourth level, which is Shmone Esrei, the Amida, which corresponds to the fourth world, the Olam Ha'atzilus. Kriyashma and its brachas correspond to the Olam HaBriya, the world of the throne of Hashem. Then we go on to Shmone Esrei, which is Atzilus. V'oz oilin lemokoyim shoilin. And then we go up to the place that we go up to, meaning we go up to the top. We go up to nothing, to the highest light. V'oz miskashrin lebechinas rotzin sheberetzonos. And when a Jew is in Shmone Esrei, then he's connecting to that rotzin sheberetzonos, riva derivin, the highest spiritual place. Sheze ikur bechinas hatfila. That's the real essence of tefillah. We said before, tefillah is rotzin. But you want to know what the highest tefillah is? It's rotzin sheberetzonos. It's Shmone Esrei, or it's Shabbos Mincha, which is called Rotzon Sheberetzonos. Bechinas va'ani sefilosi lecho Hashem eis rotzon. That through tefillah, we get to this incredible rotzon. This is why it's brought that before Shmone Esrei, we take three steps back, showing that we're backing out of all the physical worlds, everything physical, materialistic. And when we take those three steps forward, we're entering into the throne room of Hashem, like the closest, the highest level that a Jew can get to, this Rotzon Sheberetzonos. This is all introduction. Now Rav Nosson Zal addresses the topic of Kaddish, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that you have these four steps. We discussed four stages: Karbonos, Psukei Dezimra, Shema and its Brachos, and then Shmone Esrei. Those four sections of Shachris correspond to the four worlds. When we're in Karbonos, we're addressing the Olam Asiya. We're in Psukei Dezimra, we are addressing the Olam Hayetzira and all of its Tikkunim, and so on and so forth. The Arizal says you need a bridge, though. There's a bridge that connects these worlds. The bridge is Kaddish. The Arizal shows how each time you go from a world to the other world, you have to have this in-between-like, which is the Kaddish. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to address this now. Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh b'chinas Kaddish she'oimrim bein oilam lo'oilam. And this is why we recite a Kaddish each time when we're going from one world to the next world. V'hu b'chinas ha'omud she'bein oilam lo'oilam. The Kaddish represents like a pillar that stands between the two worlds and connects them. Shederech shom oilim me oilam loilam. It's via the Kaddish that we go from one world to the next world. Kemuva bekavonas, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki mailas hakaddish govoya me'oid me'oid. Because the benefits of Kaddish, the holiness of Kaddish, is on a very, very high level. K'may Shom Razal, as is brought throughout the Gemara, the Torah Shebenigla, u'k'may Shekoshu Zohar HaKodesh. And as the Zohar HaKodesh discusses this, the Zohar HaKodesh uses the wording Kihu Mitbar Kol Shal Shaloin de Parzala. The Kaddish is like a nuclear battering ram that can blast through all kinds of iron gates, iron chains. If there are chains locking the doors, the Kaddish can blast through all of that. Ki HaKaddish hu bechinas hizgalus harotzoim. Because what is Kaddish? We said before, Shmone Esrei is hizgalus harotzoim. You know what Kaddish is? Kaddish is also a super, super hizgalus harotzoim. Because look what we say in Kaddish. Bebechinas, as we say, Bi'olmo divero chirusei, in the world that Hashem created with His will, the way He wanted to, Ve'yamlich malchusei, and His kingdom is the kingdom that reigns. That's what Kaddish is all about. Umalin umekashrin harotzoin l'shoyrish harotzoin. And in the Kaddish, we are elevating the level of Ratzon of this world to the highest level of Ratzon, to the source of Ratzon, Shehu Bechinas Raiva Deraivin, which is Ratzon Shebaratzonis, as we said. Bebechinas, as we say in the Kaddish, Sheomrim Bekaddish, Yisborach, V'yishtabach, V'yispoer, V'yisroi. We say all kinds of incredible words of praise, but then we say, Le'elo min kol berchosa v'shirosa tushpachosa. Hashem is above all blessing, all everything. When we say that le'ela, that le'ela min kol berchosa, damiram bi'olma, that's taking us to that riva deriven. Ki kol hashirois v'tushpachoi shoyimrim, because all of the praises that we could possibly say about Hashem in this world are all bechinas his galus harotzayim. It's all about showing that we believe that everything is rotzayim Hashem, right? When we're praising Hashem, we're saying he's the guy, he's in charge, everything is his. And we know again that the word rotzayim is synonymous with malch, with melech, king. The Gemara says, rotzaynoi zehu kvoidoi, that if I want you to do something, or I want you not to do something, if you do what I want, by doing what I want, you're paying respect to me. That's the definition of respect. Respect means respect my wishes, respect my ratzon. So kavod and ratzon are synonymous. And we know that kavod and melech are synonymous. V'yavoi melech ha-kavod. So another word for Ratzon is Malchus. When we say we're revealing the Ratzon, we're revealing that Hashem is king. We're revealing that he's the top, he's in charge. And the top title in Judaism is Melech. The Tzadikim are called Man Malki Rabbonon, the Tzadikim. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, so therefore, all the different praises where we are displaying respect for Hashem, Shebora HaKoil Kirtz Bersona, that Hashem created everything with his will, that's what all praises are. But Ubekadish Oimrim Le'elo Min Kol Berchosa V'Shirosa. In Kaddish, we're going a step further. We're saying Hashem is above all blessing and all praise. Ze Bechinas Lamala. Now you're talking about above mibchinas hisgalus harotzon shebezoholam. Now you're rocketing up. You're going above any hisgalus harotzon that could take place in this world. Hainu bechinas rotzon sheberetzoynos. You're going up into the stratospheres. You're going up into rotzon sheberetzoynos. Bechinas raiva deraivin. Shemishom miskashrim kol harotzoynos. That's the place where all the ritzonos of this world, all the kavod of Hashem, all the praises of Hashem of this world connect to the top of the top of the top, to the shoyrish harotzon. Ki bekadish oilim umiskashrim lebechinas shoyrish harotzon. Because in the kaddish we take off, we beam up to the source of all ratzon. V'alkein hakadosh hu gavoya mikol hakedushos. And this is why the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh use that terminology, that kadosh is tops. Bechina shehem bechinas is galus harotzon. It's above all other kedushos, because all other kedushos are his galus harotzon. Kadosh is going up to rotzon sheberetzonos. Ki hakadosh hu bechinas shoyresh harotzon, which is le'elam in kol brachosa. V'alkein nistakein b'loshin targum, and now you'll understand also why Kaddish was written in Aramaic. Ki loshin targum mishom ikar yenikas chachmei ateva, because targum is the place from which those scientists and philosophers are able to draw from. There's three levels. There's holiness, there's unholiness, and there's in between. Holiness is Lashon Kodesh. Hebrew, what we call Hebrew, you know, the wording of the Torah Shavasav, that's called Lashon Kodesh. That's on such a level of holiness that the Sitra Achra cannot draw from that. The languages of the other nations are referred to as Chol, you know. There's an intermediary, which is Targum. Targum, on one hand, is a secular language, Aramaic, came from the... And yet, it's using the letters of Kiddusha, of the Torah. It's using the Aleph Beis, and we know the Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh, Kaddish are all written in Targum. All the Sfarim talk, the Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in many places, and we're going to have it on Likutei Halachos in many places, explaining the relationship between these three. But he's telling us here that the ability for the Sitra Achra, for the other side, the scientists and them, to draw from holiness, God comes via Targum. Ki ha-targum hu bechinas eitz hadas toivora. Because Targum is like the tree of wisdom, which was good and bad. It's a secular language, and yet it's a language of Torah. K'meshekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 19 in Likut Imran and in other places. Veze bechinas hateva. And this is also the concept of what's called nature, hateva. Sheshom mo'orav toivora. There also, there's an aspect of good and bad mixed together. We know that there are people who recognize nature, but they believe in Hashem 100%. And again, they know Hashem is the one who made it, the nature of this plant to function this way. And again, if Hashem changes his mind, if Hashem decides that the plant should go the other way, we'll see it happen the other way, as we've seen in certain times in history. Vishom ikar habechira. And it's in Targum, it's in this teva, it's in this combination of toivora, that's where the main test is. That's where the main free choice is. Kikishimaminim shehateva biatzmo misnaheges birtzoino levad. Because when a person believes that nature is being operated totally 100% by Hashem, ze bechinas hatoiv shebeteva. That's the good side of teva. Vazai hateva nichlal bashgocha v'rotzoin. Knows when a real pure religious Jew reads about plants and about trees and about animals, this, that, he doesn't forget for one second that every line in that book is all Hashem. It's wall-to-wall Hashem. Unfortunately, we look in these science books, and there again, they talk about everything, everything, but they leave one word out about the whole book, the G-O-D word, the Hashem. So when a person who really believes in Hashem completely is studying nature, and he believes, then the teva is nichlal in hashgoch and rotzon. Ulehepech, the opposite. Kishemizgabrim chas v'shalom chachmei ha-teva, when those chachmei ha-teva, shemafridin ha-teva me-hashgocha, who separate teva from hashgocha, they don't believe in the Hashem factor, in the lama, in miracles and all of those things. Ze bechinas hora shebeteva. That's the negative aspect of teva. Nimtza shehateva hu bebechinas eitz hadas toivora. So therefore, the study of nature, the study of the sciences, is eitz hadas. There's a good side to it, there's a bad side to it. And this is why it's so dangerous. This is why there are so many rabbis who try to keep their students away from universities, places which study Teva. A person would say, what's wrong? They're not studying Christianity and this other stuff. They're not studying other religions. They're studying nature. Nature is truth. The answer is depends on who's presenting it and how it's being presented. Unfortunately, in many of these houses of higher learning, they're presenting it, eliminating the Hashem factor. V'alkein ha-kaddish shehu ikar hizgalus ha-rotzoin, and therefore kaddish, which we showed earlier, represents the ultimate hizgalus ha-rotzoin, that takes the rotzoin to the next level, to rotzoin shebrotzoinois, al yedei she'oilin u'miskashron l'shoyresh ha-rotzoin, because in the kaddish, we're not just connecting with rotzoin of Hashem down here, but we're going upstairs. We're going to Le'elam in Kol Brachos. So we're going up there. Alkein Nistakein Beloshin Targum. This is why the Kaddish was established in Aramaic. Kize Iker Shleimus Hizgalus HaRotzoin. Because this is the real perfection of Hizgalus HaRotzoin. Kishemahapchim Chochmas HaTeva LaRotzoin. When a person is able to take nature and teva and all of that and show clearly that it's all Ratzon Hashem, that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. That's the greatest glorification of Hashem. K'mashikos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, Ki minei ubei ibo lezel beinargo. When you want to chop wood, when you want to chop down a forest, what do you use to chop down the forest? You use wood. You use an axe with a wooden handle. So the Gemara has this term in it many times, that from the forest comes forth the thing that chops the forest down. So here again, from within Teva, if a Jew, a religious Jew, is learning about Teva, and he's connecting it totally to Hashem, there he's being machnia the Teva complete. He's being machnia the negative side of Teva totally. Ki hatargum hu bechinas hateva, because we said targum is like teva. Bechinas eitz hadas toivora sheikar yenikas chachme hateva hu mishom, where the main place where these chachme hateva draw their energy from is from there. Bechinas targum veze bechinas arami oived ovi vayered mitzrayma. And this is what the Torah means when it tells us that there was a Lavan, that one of the worst Rishoim of all time was Lavan Ho'arami, the Aramaic Lavan, Vayered Mitzrayma. And he brought us down to Egypt. Ki Lavan Ho'arami hu bechinas meitzach hanochosh, shoyresh chochmas hateva. Lavan, like Bilam, is an example of Meitzach HaNochosh, the source from which Chachmei HaTeva draw. Shemizgaber afilu keneged b'china shoyresh ha-Rotzayn, who not only does he challenge Rotzayn, he challenges shoyresh ha-Rotzayn, b'chinas Meitzach ha-Rotzayn. Va'al kein nikra Lavan, this is why he's called Lavan, loshen lavnunis, referring to whiteness, ki Meitzach ha-Rotzayn, Shemizgala aydei zikne ador shebigdusha, shiesh bohem shleimus, kimavur baimarnal, because the Meitzach HaRotzayn, which the great tzaddikim reveal, which is discussed over there in Likud Imran, ze bechinas lubon ho'elyon kiyadua. That's referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as the highest level of whiteness, super, super pure whiteness. Shehim bechinas zikna v'seva shebigdusha. That's the concept of a holy religious person. Just like the Gemara says, when Hashem revealed himself to the Jews on Har Sinai, on Shavuos, on the 50th day, Rotzen Shebiritzonis, how did he appear? Kizokein mole rachmim, like a wise old man, like with a white beard, that whiteness that represents, that symbolizes this super Rotzen. Shehu tachlis horachmim, which represents the highest levels of kindness of Hashem. Bechinas lavnunis hazokin shebiskenim, like the whiteness of the beard of the oldest. As a person gets older, the beard turns whiter and whiter. V'alkein, and therefore, lovon huarami, this other guy from the other side, lovon harami, shubchinas meitzach hanochosh, who is the opposite, the equal opposite force to the Meitzach HaRotzayn, Nikra Lavan. That's why he's also called Lavan, Bechinas Luban Shebeklipa. He is the white of the Sitra Achra. Ki ezeh lu'um azeh. Because Hashem has always created these two as equal opposite forces. Remember the two goats that we used on Yom Kippur that had to look identical? One was Soer Lashem, one was Kodesh Kadoshim. The other one was La'azozel. Zel, the word azozel makes up the first letters of ze, lo'uma ze, osor lekim. We'll hold it over here for now. We're in the middle of a parah. We'll hold it. We'll continue from here the next shiur.